Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm so excited to see you tonight.
First date, baby. First date, I can't wait. First date.
Welcome back to another episode of First Date, but it is a second date today. Today is our very first second date ever. You might remember this guest because he has the podcast Tuesdays with Stories, and we might be drunk, and he's on the You Don't Say tour right now wearing the same sunglasses that he did before. Give it up for Mark Normand.
Hey, good to be back. Here, I got you these.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, some tulips for those tulips.
There's not a single tulip in here.
All right, well, I had to get the bit out. But hey, it's good to be back. My wife's going to love that clip, by the way.
Oh, my goodness. What did she think about our last clip? Iffy, little edgy.
Yeah,
I'm surprised
bit.
You're back.
Well, I met, you know, I went to Terry Black's last night,
hey.
So we're even. Yes, you love the Blacks.
Oh, yeah.
But
just when I thought my last name couldn't get any blacker.
Oh, yeah, right. Jeez, yeah, you might as well be called Lauren Harlem. But yeah, yeah, great meal, and now we've both had your husband's meats in our mouth.
Boyfriend.
Sorry, boyfriend.
It's okay.
Not
don't give him
woman.
The don't give him any credit that he hasn't earned yet.
All right.
I'm waiting for that one.
You don't want to you do want to get married.
I'd love to get married.
He's the one.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Now does he feel that way about me?
I think he's thinking about the two. All right. But yeah, well, who knows? I mean, these restaurant tours, they're very wild.
Well,
you've seen Guy Fieri?
Yeah.
He's got crazy flames on his shirt.
I thought you were going to say his hair.
And the hair.
Well, hair's what the wild. Hell have you been up to?
I've been living life, sister. I've been riding the rails and doing blow and doing comedy.
All kinds of rails.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to it. I want to know more about your wife. What was your first date like with your wife?
I don't know if we talked about it. We met at a comedy show. I was on stage. She was on a date with some nerd.
Oh, my gosh.
And I had a good set, and then she ditched old Queef Jizzface and went out with this stud, and we went to a bar and made out.
Did you know that she was on a date when you picked her up?
No, she DM'd me, and we met up after, and we had a drink at like 11 p.m., and we made out and at her doorstep, and we hit it off, and she said, I would have sex with you, but I just got an IUD in, so you got to give it like a week.
That's not true.
Yeah. Oh, really? Damn it. She got me there.
So she was going on a date to your show.
Yep.
And then she DM'd you on the way to the show while she's with this other loser.
No, after the show, because she saw the set.
Oh, and then she DM'd you.
I had a hot one, yeah. I did a whole bit about, you know, being 10 inches. It's, girthy.
Yeah,
so typical. I think she liked that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. Well, during conflict, do you prefer to, like, talk things out right away, or do you like to take time to calm down?
Conflict? You talking Israel? Gaza.
Let's say that you guys are having like some, like you're arguing about something.
Oh, I see.
Like dinner.
Yeah. And then what? You say you want to get it out then?
Like, do you want to get it out then or do you need to calm down a minute?
I think it's better to get it out and just have a communication, have a dialogue, but I bottle like an old Irish tugboat captain. I got shit in here from 1988. I'm still thinking about the Challenger exploding.
So you hold grudges.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
But not in a mean way. It just eats away at me inside. I don't really hate them. It just, you know, hurts my innards, and then I get drunk.
Okay. So yeah. You just let that feed.
But I think communication is key. I think you got to get it out. I think you got to go, hey, that really bothered me how you did that. We need to talk about it.
Right.
I don't have the self-worth for that. I don't, you know, who cares about what I think?
A lot of people care about what you think.
Oh, come on.
Do you consider yourself more emotional or logical?
Well, the autism would say the latter. I guess logical, but I'm very emotional as well.
Would you consider yourself sensitive?
Oh yeah, I think most comics are.
Do you, if you had the opportunity to have all of your friends say the absolute truth about you?
Oh, terrifying.
Would you want that?
No. Keep lying to me, please. What are you, crazy? I don't want any of that. Same with women. Like, I just, I did come, you know? Keep the lies going. These gals faking orgasms. Guys get mad at that. I'm like, no, that's nice.
It's fine.
Yeah, they're trying to keep your ego in check.
Yeah. Well, with 10 inches and a lot of girth.
Yeah, I mean, you're jizzing just looking at me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to put a towel down over here.
Who was your role model growing up?
Well, I like Cosby's later work.
Oh, no, my God.
Let's see. I don't know. I like Bill Murray.
Okay, still in the Bills.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Thought you meant the Buffalo football team. Yeah, I guess I like a Bill. I like Bill Burr. I like Bill Maher.
Dollar bills.
Yeah, Bill Belichick. Dollar bills are great.
What is one thing that surprised you that you learned from your wife?
Well, she's good because, you know, as I said, I have low self-esteem, low self-worth. I hate myself. So I just work a lot. I'm a workaholic.
Mm-hmm.
She'll go, hey, let's go to Italy. And I go, what are you? Well, we can't go to Italy. Who am I? Timothy Chalamet? I can't go to Italy. And she's like, no, we can just buy a plane ticket. We went to Italy.
That is really nice.
It was incredible. And I was like, this is so cool. People can just do this. I'm from Louisiana. We didn't go to Italy.
Yeah, you do now.
Now I'm going to Italy. Yeah, I went. I went to South Africa for the safari. I mean, she's really like trying to make me a human.
She's the one who encourages traveling.
Yeah, traveling, living life, doing normal things. She's like, let's go to a concert. I'm like, oh, what? I can't do that. I got to work.
Yeah.
But she pulls it out of me.
She's adding value to your life.
I guess so.
She has
taking my money.
No, it's a great way how to spend your money.
Yeah, that's true. So there's value.
There's
experiences. That's the key to life, is experiences.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
I do know.
Anal.
Oh.
I guess after all that barbecue.
Ew!
Yeah.
Gross. I've never been a fan of anal. It's like, that's an exit only.
Okay. Damn.
Is that...
We tried with the wife. The 10-incher, you know, it just wouldn't fit. It was like, I felt like an NBA star and an Asian virgin.
Oh.
It was a real keyhole.
Ouch.
And I had a... No, I'm not huge. But she can't do it. We tried it. She's like a pinhole back there. I can't get anything in it.
That's great.
Like a golf pencil wouldn't fit in there.
So we know that she's great at helping you have life experiences.
Yes.
What is the biggest splurge you've ever done financially?
With her or just in general?
Let's go for in general.
Well, during the pandemic, I got drunk and bought a car.
Okay.
Yeah, I was on a website called Bring a Trailer, and it has all these antique cars, and I bought one. I just said, fuck it. I had a couple of glasses of whiskey. It was 3 a.m. The lights are off. I just got the computer screen light on my face, and I just said, fuck it, and I bought it, and it got shipped to my house.
Do you still have it?
Oh, yeah. I love that car. 1973 BMW 2002.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
It's a cool car, 50 years old.
Parts are really expensive to replace on old BMWs, huh?
Yeah, that's true. The fucking Germans, their auto stuff is the worst thing they've ever done. But, yeah, I keep it in the garage.
It took me just a second.
Yeah, there you go.
To get that one.
Uh-huh. Took you 6 million seconds.
Oh. Oh, my goodness. I like you a lot.
Hey, it's good to be back.
I'm so glad you're back.
I never got a second date with most ladies, so this is nice.
Well, welcome.
Good to be here.
Do you think it's good to keep secrets from each other in a relationship as a way to, like, keep it mysterious?
I don't think so. I mean, it depends on the secret. You know, if you like kids, hold on to that one. But, you know, if you kind of, if she's like, we're going play bingo, and you want to be nice, you play bingo. I think if you secretly hate bingo, you eventually got to tell her.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, get it all out. Communication. That's the key.
What, is there something that you hid from your wife that you didn't like that she really likes to just keep it going forward?
Yeah, well, most things, you know. I think most guys don't want to do anything. Women like to do things. And I think men are like, how do I get out of everything?
Yeah, how do you get out of things that you don't want to do?
I think you lie, you kind of give and take. You go, all right, well, go apple picking Sunday, which sounds like hell on earth. I don't know why you'd want to do that. We'll do that, but then next week I'm not going to jazz brunch.
Okay, you so know, you pick compromise. And choose. You're like, look, I'll do this, but I'm not going to do that.
Exactly. Okay. I don't know why you gals like to do these activities. What do you think that is? We're living like a migrant. I'm in the sun. I'm picking fruit. It's crazy.
We want to feel like you want to do things with us other than just have sex.
But we don't. I know it's a cruel truth, but...
Well, then let me ask you this. If you could have sex... but never be in love again, or be in love and never have sex, what would you do?
I'd go first.
God damn it.
Well, I've already had, I know what love feels like. And with my parents, I already know what it's like to not be loved. So I could live with that.
Oh, okay. So you're going to choose sex.
I guess, yeah. At least it's something to do.
Mark, do you consider yourself romantic?
I do. I'm a romantic guy. Yes, I'm a lover, not a fighter. I do the flowers, I do dinner, I leave notes.
You do flowers.
Big note guy, which we've discussed. Mm-hmm. But I like romance. I think it's fun.
Yeah.
I did a thing with a lady. I don't know if we talked about this. Sorry, guys. Please let me know. I think I talked about this. I hired a guy, and he was an actor, and he played as a French waiter. And I set up a whole dinner on the sidewalk.
No, you didn't tell me
that. That was the
this.
Dessert question from the first episode.
Oh,
all right,
do
cut
remember that,
that cut
question.
That. I'm in reruns.
No, it's okay. I never get tired of a good story.
Yeah, well, I'm no Ari Shaffir. This is America's sweetheart all of a sudden, apparently. The most hated comic on earth, aside from maybe Cosby. But the guy's fucking,
going
viral.
You know, he
viral.
Was 3 hours late to the first date.
Wow.
3 hours late, he's like, shooting guns with Joe Rogan. And I'm like...
3 hours late, he's white.
It's just still...
It's despicable.
It was horrible. And jeez. I waited. Like a good. Simp.
Damn, so now you agree with Palestine. He's Jewish. If you haven't seen his face.
Oh my God.
3 hours late. His nose got here. His nose was only 2 hours late, but he was 3 hours.
Who initiates sex in your relationship?
It's all me. She'll try. She's not great at it.
Well, what do you mean she's not great at it?
I think a lot of women aren't great with the initiation. Like, I don't know if we talked about this, but back when I used to be on Bumble years ago, women initiate. That's the whole point of Bumble. That's the hook. And women are the worst conversation starters on these apps. They're like, hi. I'm like, hi? That's it? Now you're throwing it back on me. So I got to go, hey, what are you up to? What do you do all day? What's your job? So, I just pick her up and I bring her to the bed.
Uh-huh.
I go full, like, caveman.
You're like, it's time, bitch.
Yeah, that's about it. I think she kind of digs it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little weird when her family's there, but I still do it.
Well, has there ever been a time that she's tried to come on to you and, like, wanted to have sex and then you've had a headache?
No, I always push through. Okay. I've been f***ed a lot by many gals. Because you don't want to say no. You ever said no to a woman sexually, they get angry.
Yeah.
I mean, men do too, but at least we talk about
it's
that.
It's offensive when a girl wants to have sex with a guy and then the guy's like, not in the mood. It's like...
Well, now you know how we feel all the time. That's why we have school shooters.
We all know that there are things in life that you have to compromise on, like a date night spot that's delicious and affordable but has awful service. But whenever it comes to your health, there is no compromise. So don't go back to that one doctor who uses your appointment time to catch up on their crossword puzzles just because they're available right now or they brush off your symptoms all the time. Instead, Check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable. They'll listen to you and prioritize your health. And you can search by location, availability, and insurance. So literally no compromises here, because with ZocDoc, you've got more options than you know. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Anytime I need a doctor, I use ZocDoc because it is so fast and efficient, and I can find doctors within my network immediately. So go to ZocDoc.com/date and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/date. ZocDoc.com/date. Springtime is coming and I'm feeling a little nostalgic. Remember the good old days when spring break would roll around and we would spend all of our time out in the sun and having fun? Well, just because we're older now doesn't mean we don't deserve a little excitement come springtime. That's why I've partnered with DraftKings Casino. This spring, DraftKings Casino is celebrating the sun, fun, and spring break thrills with an exciting new offer you won't want to miss. All new customers who download the DraftKings Casino app, sign up using promo code DATE, and play a minimum of $5 will instantly receive $100 in casino credits. You heard that right. DraftKings is giving all new customers $100 in casino credits instantly when they sign up with promo code DATE and play a minimum of $5. Head to the DraftKings Casino app right now. Sign up using promo code DATE. Play or wager a minimum of $5 and get $100 in casino credits instantly.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 and over. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per new customer. Must opt in and make minimum $5 deposit within 7 days. 168 hours of registering new account. Max match $100 in casino credits, which require one-time playthrough within 7 days. 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/newplayeroffer 2024.
You shouldn't have to worry when you want to buy tickets to your next big event. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. With killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, and their lowest price guarantee, Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying tickets. The next time Austin FC is playing, I'll be going to Game Time to get my tickets. Save up to 60% off when buying last-minute for sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. Save even more with exclusive in-app deals on select seats ahead of the game or event. By using Game Time's all-in-one pricing feature, you can see the total amount up front with no surprise fees at checkout. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code DATE for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code DATE for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
These incels, if they could just get laid once, I feel like they would just, they'd be fine. They'd join the Cub Scouts.
Yeah, but they're not.
No, no, no.
What is something that you cannot be trusted with?
Well, let's see. Booze in the house will be tough. Can't leave that around. I'll drink it. Sweets.
You got a sweet tooth?
I do, yeah.
What do you like? What kind of sweet snacks do you like?
I mean, Reese's peanut butter cup is number one.
My favorite.
The best. Something about that ratio of peanut butter, and it's the perfect segregation. And let's see. I'm a chocolate guy. Ice cream. Anything ice cream.
Cinnamon rolls.
Oh, jeez. That's naughty.
Pop them in the microwave.
That's like fentanyl. You can't
donuts.
Do it. Donuts are great. Love it. I'm off bread, though.
Oh, really?
I got hit with a gluten intolerance out of the gate, out of nowhere.
Oh, no.
I never had it. Then it hit me at like 38.
I think you can still have sourdough. I don't think sourdough has gluten in it.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, that's like vegans eat a lot of sourdough.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll look into that.
You should. Do you do chores around the house?
I clean while I'm doing things. Hold on. Like, let's say I'm cooking. And yeah. I'm destroying the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
I clean as I cook. So when I use a bunch of bowls and shit to make up the flour and stir everything, while the flour is in the oven, now I'm doing the dishes. And I get it all done in one swoop where she will just ruin this fucking kitchen and then move on. So
you don't leave a mess behind.
No, because if you don't do it then, you'll never do it. That's how I feel. Just, you're already up, you're already on your feet, you're already working. Just keep going and then finish the dishes and you'll have the food.
Yeah. You know, my biggest fault around the house is that I don't pick up my clothes.
Oh, yeah, men hate that.
I make piles.
Oh, come on.
I know. And I self-sabotage. So I put these piles on top of my drawers that have things in them.
Uh-huh.
So I can't get to the drawers that I need to get to.
Jesus.
So I'll end up just throwing the pile of clothes on the floor.
Sure.
And let that mountain arise.
Right. Okay, now, do you guys share a closet?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you need your own.
I definitely need my own.
Destroy that.
100%.
Yeah, that's tough.
I would almost take a bigger closet over a proposal at this point.
Whoa.
Yeah.
There's your loophole, Terry. Or whatever his name is.
Terry's his dad.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Wrong black.
There's a lot of blacks in this family.
A lot of blacks. Yeah.
His name is also Mark.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
All right.
So you won't forget that.
Mark Black.
Mark Black.
Good name.
Mark Black.
I like that.
Me too. Do you know how to change a tire on a car?
Oh yeah.
Stop.
I'm 40. I grew up before the internet. I can change a tire, I can change an oil,
I can change
a diaper. Yeah, you name it.
Wow, so you're like a man's man.
I wouldn't say that, but I think there's a couple things everybody should know.
Yeah.
You know, I used to work as a janitor and I had to know how to like change fuse boxes in a, you know, like a skyscraper. I had to like haul garbage. I had to hang stuff. I had to fix pipes. I had to take like if a possum was in the fucking air duct, I had to clean it out.
Stop.
Oh, yeah. I was in a jumpsuit. I was all in.
Wow.
Yeah.
You seem like the kind of guy that would also want to fly planes.
No, I don't think.
I think you kind of look like a pilot
really?
Right now. You're giving pilot vibes.
All right. Well, jump in the cockpit. No, I'll tell you, these fat people getting two seats, I would put an end to that if I was a pilot. No,
yeah.
Maybe with DEI, they'll let me in eventually.
No, I do think you're right, though. Like, if you're taking up half my seat, at least give, like, Venmo me.
Yes.
For half the ticket.
Well, I got a theory with fat. No shame. I used to be pretty fat. My family's fat. Fat is like smoking. You can do whatever you want to your body, but once it's encroaching on me,
mm-hmm.
like the secondhand fat is now ruining my flight.
Yeah.
It's like blowing smoke in my face. You can smoke, but once you're fucking with my shit, now we got a problem.
Yeah. You're
secondhand
taking up
fat.
My space. I get
it.
I would rather a fat person just take up both seats and then I would just sit for free on their lap.
Oh, like a beanbag.
Yeah,
that's
like a love
bad.
Sack. I just sit my little happy ass down and ride for free.
Love sack, baby.
What is something that you do because you love your partner, not because you enjoy it?
Boy, that's a good one. I think I heard that the number one cause of divorce or number one symptom that's going to lead to a divorce is when you don't pretend to give a shit about your partner's kind of events. Like if your boyfriend walked in and was like, can you believe we did this? And you're like, eh, who cares? I'm watching 90 Day Fiancé. Shut up. That marriage is over or that relationship's over.
Yeah.
So you got to pretend to give a shit. You can fake an orgasm, fake giving a fuck about my accomplishments.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a little note out there. So even if you're thinking, I don't give a shit. Who cares that you sold this thing or whatever? You still got to fake it.
Yeah. Well, you have to be somewhat impressed and supportive and excited about someone else's accomplishments, even if it doesn't have anything to do necessarily with you.
Exactly. Could you lower the menu? I'm losing the view.
Yeah.
There we go.
I wore this dress for a reason.
I know.
Can you take off your sunglasses?
I can't do it legally. But I noticed I was actually listening to what you were saying, and I was like, oh, I can't see them.
Oh, shit. No, I can't have that. Good Lord. Who's your go-to person for advice?
That's a good question. I usually just ask the internet. I take a poll on Twitter.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's not good.
Why would you do that? Every time I ask the internet something like that's wrong with me, it's like I should be dead yesterday.
Right. Yeah. They're very mean out there.
Yeah.
Mean people. But yeah, I don't know who else. I can't ask my dumb friends. They know as much as I do.
Is there anything you need advice on right now?
Ooh. Yeah, where are you at on male bush?
Male bush.
You like full? You like a trim? You like a shave?
I feel like a male bush is like floss.
Hmm.
Like every time that I've ever gone down on a guy and he's got a bush, it always gets in my mouth.
Really?
Oh, my God, yeah. But maybe I'm just like... Maybe I'm just giving too good of a blowjob. But yeah, it's like, I don't know. I prefer not to like rub my face. It's like what do you call those things that you...
Brillo pad?
Brillo pad. It's like a Brillo pad. And I just don't, like, I don't love it.
Yeah.
But I'm still a down ass bitch.
Okay. Well, wait. But sometimes if a guy trims, it's kind of gay.
No. If you trim, I'll give you a better blowjob.
Whoa. Boy. Your fucking boyfriend should be sending me ribs. he's got to be trimming. This is all good intel for you there, Blackie.
Don't worry. He's got it down now.
All right. There you go.
He knows what gets him further. What's your biggest pet peeve?
Jeez, I got so many peeves. I mean, I have a segment on my show called Peeves. But I could just start rattling them off. How about I hate a hotel elevator that needs the key to get through the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
I got a handful of shit. You're drunk and now you're pulling the key out and you can't find it.
You mean like an actual literal key?
No, like to get up the elevator, you have to use your key, your card.
Okay, so you don't like security.
No. No one's me except for my wife. But, I hate that. I hate the chatty Uber driver. I hate the Uber driver who goes, do you know how to get there? And you're like, well, come on. I'm in an Uber because I'm going to a new place.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is either. Boy, let's see. I hate the people who, they tell you how you're going to feel about a story. They go, you're going to love this. And you're like, I don't know if I will. You know, or, oh, this you'll like. And then they tell you a story.
Oh, yeah.
That annoys me. I got a million of them.
I feel you. I think my biggest pet peeve is when someone asks me to do something that I don't want to do. I'm such a nice person that I'll do it.
I'm the same way. That's why I'm here. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. But no, I can't say no. If I was a woman, I'd be airtight right now. I'd have every hole sealed because every guy that hit on me, I would bang him. I don't know how you ladies do it.
Yeah. What do you think is a good activity on a first date?
I think we talked about this as well. Did I say grocery store? Walking around a grocery store is underrated for a date. You can kind of comment on the items. What do you like? What do you not like? You're on your feet. It's a good social activity. Go through a grocery store. I'm telling you, there's always something to talk about. Never a dull moment. Then you can buy the food, go cook it. Now you're hanging out. You're cooking together. It works.
Grocery store.
I know. You want a diamond ring and a gold dildo and all this.
No, I don't even want a dildo.
Okay.
I don't like them. I don't like toys.
Really?
Yeah. No, I'm old school.
Just a good hard dong.
And some really sexy lingerie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mark wears that?
No, but that's like as crazy as I get.
You're pretty meat and potato.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we have a new part of this menu.
Uh-oh.
It's called a tasting menu. I think you're gonna like this.
Okay.
So it's rapid fire questions.
Bring it on, sister.
So you're going to have to say the first thing that comes to the top of your head.
Put it right in my ass.
Are you ready? Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
Do you like a woman with her hair up or down?
Down.
Wine or champagne?
Wine.
Red or white?
Red.
Why do you sound so nervous about that?
I don't even like wine, and I should have picked champagne. I panicked. Thank God you didn't ask if I like men or women.
Favorite car?
The 1956 Stingray.
Then why didn't you buy that?
It wasn't for sale when I was drunk.
Oh. Shower or bath?
Shower.
Favorite cocktail?
Probably a Manhattan.
You know, that's common in men.
I like a Manhattan, yeah. They're good. I also like a Negroni and an Old Fashioned.
Also the other two most common cocktails in men.
All right.
Stop being so average, Mark.
Okay, I'm a basic bitch. I like a...
Basic-ass bitch.
I like a paper plane, a margarita.
What's a paper plane?
Oh, it's a great drink. You're going to love it. We'll make one.
Okay. I'm scared. Spearmint or peppermint?
Neither, but I guess I'll go pepper.
What's your favorite?
I don't like mint.
Oh, you don't?
Not really. I'll chew gum just to get the breath okay, but I'm not a mint guy.
Do you like cilantro?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm stumped.
That's a real room divider.
It
cilantro.
Is a real room divider.
It's crazy. It's like Republican, Democrat, you know?
But
people
go
nuts.
Some people say that cilantro tastes like soap, like dish soap.
But it just shows that humans are different. Some people taste cilantro, they go, this is great. Some people see a kid and they go, this is great.
Boxers or briefs?
Boxer briefs.
Thong or granny panties?
Oh, thong. I mean, who's going granny?
Okay. Morning bird or night owl?
Night.
Favorite position?
For me or for her?
Let's go for you.
I like me standing on the side of the bed, her laying on it, legs up.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
What's her favorite position?
She likes when I'm behind her and she's looking out the window.
Do y'all have a good view?
Yeah, oh yeah. She likes to face north. We got a playground right outside.
Are you an alpha or a beta?
I don't know. Can I be somewhere in the middle? I don't feel like I'm really...
Like an alphabet?
I'm an alphabet.
Okay.
Alpha, beta.
Do you have mixed match socks or matching?
I'm all over the place. These socks, they're different colors. They're crunchy as hell.
Let me see. I can't see. You got a black one above your ankle.
Hold on. Well, maybe. Okay, I got a Fruit of the Loom here.
Okay.
And then I got a Bombas here.
Okay.
So, yeah.
But they're like similar.
They're both black, you know.
Yeah.
But
love black.
Yeah, we've heard. But... But yeah, they're definitely mixing and matching, and they smell horrible, and they're crunchy from the semen.
Okay, that was too much. See, you went a little too far.
I got a problem with that.
What is the oldest thing in your fridge right now?
Ooh, man, I'm sure we got like an old hot sauce or something from who knows when back in there. We got a lot of nasty shit. I got to clean that fridge.
Yeah, this is a friendly reminder. Clean as you go.
Yeah, yeah.
East Coast or West Coast?
Well, they both have their perks, but I live on the East, so I'm going to go East Coast as the most.
Botox or wrinkles?
Go with the wrinkles, ladies. These gals are getting Botox at, 26 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Let it ride a little.
Yeah.
Because all we talk about is body positivity, but everybody's on Ozempic, Botox, steroids. You're all full of shit. And, you know, it's the same with these climate change kooks who get on a private jet all day, you know?
It's true.
They're all bullshitting.
But Botox is preventative.
Of?
Wrinkles.
Yes, true.
So,
but
even
they're trying
though,
to look better.
But I would say that you can't even tell if, like, it doesn't change anything except a little bit of movement in your face.
Yeah, so why do it?
So that you don't get wrinkles.
All right. Doesn't that shit wear off in like 2 weeks?
3 months.
Okay.
And your body becomes immune to it.
Oh, geez. You got to up it?
You have to stop it.
Wow.
For like a significant amount of time. So when it wears off, you can't get it again for like a certain amount of time because your body will just like just inhale it and it won't work.
Whoa. And then you pee it out, I think.
I don't know, but I've been doing it since I was 26. So,
oh, well. But it's a slippery slope. It's like weed because eventually it's like a gateway thing. And then eventually you look like Madonna.
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
you get the plastic
God.
Surgery, you get
yeah.
the lipo, you get the tuck and the chisel and the
One day
cheeks.
You just wake up and you're a different person.
Completely.
Yeah.
So be careful out there, tits.
Thank you. iPhone or Android?
iPhone. Come on. I'm a honky.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee all day. What am I, some kind of limey?
Favorite flowers?
Mm.
Don't say tulips.
All right. I don't know. Hibiscus.
Oh, that's a fancy one.
Yeah, it's the only one. Poinsettia. Is that a flower?
That's a pretty one, too.
All right.
Do you know what it looks like?
That's the Christmas
yeah.
flower. Yeah, they're red.
Wow.
Yeah, you see?
You
I can
know,
be.
You know some shit.
I can be gay.
Yeah. Are you an introvert or an extrovert?
Intro all day.
Have you ever pretended to be an extrovert?
I do it all the time. It's tough.
I would say sweet or savory, but I feel like you're gonna say sweet. We know this one.
I
right?
would go savory if I'm gonna if it's like if I had to pick one.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you can't beat a nice salty dish.
It is true.
You know, and I grew up in New Orleans, so it was a lot of like seafood and gumbo and
Cajun
Creole, baby.
Yum. Deep dish or thin crust pizza?
Thin crust. Fuck that deep shit. It's no good. It's all bread.
It is true.
Yeah.
Do you like pineapple on your pizza?
No. What am I, a communist?
Do you prefer karaoke or dancing?
Jeez, I hate both. But... At least with dancing, you can cut loose and get fun. Karaoke, I'd rather be waterboarded. It's a nightmare. Hate karaoke. It's the worst thing Japan ever did to us.
Goldfish or Cheez-Its?
Mmm. That's tough. I guess Cheez-Its. They got a little more heat.
They're a little sharper.
Yeah. I think they got a little tang to them, whereas a goldfish is pretty bland.
But a goldfish can, like, melt in your mouth.
Yeah, that's true. But you get that cakey... jizz up there, you know?
You
I hate that that move.
Yeah, it's true.
Pop-Tarts, too.
I feel like that's the only time I eat goldfish is on a plane.
Yeah. Yeah, why can't they serve normal shit?
I don't know.
You know, they're like, hey, do you want a Biscoff? Like, why can't I get a Biscoff on Earth?
What,
it's only in the sky?
What other time in your life are you ever offered a Biscoff?
Never. They're harder than my dad's cock in my ass. They're so hard. I can't. You're covered in dandruff.
It's like a Nutri-Grain bar.
Yes. Your whole lap is ruined.
It is.
Yeah, just like mine now. It's a little soiled.
Okay. Mohawk or mullet?
I gotta go mullet.
Figures. Very Theo Von of you. Manicure or pedicure?
By the way, pedicure sounds like how we could... Stop. It's a pedicure.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was a stretch. but I guess I'm not a foot guy, so I'd rather a lady get a manicure.
Okay.
I don't care about feet.
Do you like it when she has just like polish on her nails, or do you like that ratchet long kind of like scratch your back?
I think ratchet long is fun in like a porno or a stripper. Mm-hmm. It's fun to look at. It's very feminine. Very kind of skanky and hot, but on your lady, I think just something.
Keep it simple.
Yeah.
Leather or lace?
Ooh, I like leather. Leather pants on a gal, can't beat it. That tight hide on your butt.
Yeah.
The best.
I can tell it's your first time saying that in a long time.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not allowed in a few cities.
Do you like Star Wars or Harry Potter more?
Star Wars. I don't have like really like any fantasy. Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, not for me.
No, not into magic.
No, I hate magic.
No, you don't.
Well, it's fun, a card trick here and there. I like watching black people react to magic. That's a great time. But yeah, I don't know. Harry Potter doesn't do it for me. Like the wand, zibbity zobbity zoo.
Yeah.
You know? And they never do anything cool with magic. It's never like make this person trans. You know,
yeah.
Although J.K. Rowling might have a problem with that. But yeah, it's just silly kid shit.
Yeah.
Quidditch? What the hell is Quidditch?
It's a game in Harry Potter.
Yeah, I don't know.
I could explain it to you, but I feel like you're going to like me less if I did that.
Yeah, well, there'll be some nerds out there who that'll be a great time for them.
Yeah, they'll just record it and watch it on repeat.
Yeah.
Anyway, ghosts or aliens?
I got to go alien. I mean, we're in Texas, so they're coming in. But, yeah, I got to go alien because... Illegal. No. Ghosts are silly. Whenever people bring up ghosts, that's a peeve. Be like, hey, you know, this place is haunted. Like, shut up. No, it's just, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
So, and it's always like a convenient ghost. It's like the ghost of Alexander Hamilton lives in here. And you're like, okay, how do you know it's not just, you know, like a plumber?
Yeah.
You know, it's always a cool ghost.
So you've never been in a situation where you felt like it was kind of spooky or haunted?
I mean, I grew up in New Orleans with the voodoo and all that bullshit. But no, it's silly. If ghosts were real, we'd just be walking through them constantly because there's more dead people on Earth than alive.
Yeah.
So it'd just be like wading through thousands and thousands of ghosts.
But I think that the premise of a ghost is that it hasn't like passed on.
Oh.
So it's not like everyone who's died is a ghost.
Like Biden. Wait. I see. So, okay.
So
not
some,
everyone dead. Who, okay.
Yeah. So it's not that many. I mean, I don't know. I can't see them.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't buy it.
Okay.
It's too convenient.
What is the best music to have sex to?
Ooh, wow. That's tough. I like something slow. Maybe not too slow, though. Let's see. I'd say a gangsta rap.
Did we learn nothing from the last show, Mark?
What happened?
You burped.
Oh, sorry.
That's a no. That's a red flag.
All right. You queef or call it even?
I don't know how to queef.
What?
On command.
Oh, okay, okay. That's a skill. There's a whole website
dedicated.
I can't
believe we're on our second date and you burped again into the mic. You know that I have these headphones in and it's like extra.
Yeah, I didn't know you had the headphone.
It's like an echo.
All right. Sorry, won't happen again.
So what were you saying about the best music to have sex to? A little slow, but not too slow?
Yeah, I like Wagner. No. I don't know, maybe like the
R&B? R&B
music?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little R. Kelly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Piss on the Sheets.
Yeah, there okay. You go. Yeah, she's
Potty
in my dungeon.
Time.
It's fun.
Okay. Lights on or off?
Oh, I like them off, but you still want to see some nip. You know,
so
you want to make
dimmed?
Sure there's not a dick in there. So, yeah, a dim.
A good dimming.
Good dim light. Dim some.
I got my dessert question for you now.
Okay.
Is there anything else that you would like to tell me?
No. I think I'm good. Just thanks for having me, and I love Texas.
You're not leaving yet.
Oh, sorry.
Sit still. Sit tight. Well, I already asked you my dessert question. I was going to ask you about the sex. Would you rather be in love or never have sex again? And you already answered that.
Well, love can fade anyway. Love is great. It keeps the world spinning, but it can go away.
Yeah.
And that's almost worse. Loved and lost is brutal.
I think so too.
At least with sex, you're not getting hurt.
Yeah.
Except for the, you know, pegging.
You and pegging.
Have I talked about pegging a lot?
Would you let your wife peg you?
No. If she did anal, we could talk. Then we'd have a little...
A little competition?
Yeah.
But don't you think that would be a bad idea because she wouldn't want to do it, and so then she'd come back at you a little angrier?
Oh, good point. And you got no control with pegging. It's all behind you. You just got to take it.
Yeah.
I don't know how you gals do it.
Well, not all of us do.
Well, even like doggy style.
Oh, I love it doggy style.
But
oh, wait, are we still talking about anal?
No.
We're talking about sex.
Just the guy behind you. You can't see anything. Do you have a backup cam of
the
mirror?
No, it's the feeling.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But what are you looking at? What are you thinking about?
Well, some of us are looking out a window at a kid's park.
You got that right. That's how I proposed.
How did you propose? We'll do that for my dessert question.
Okay. Well, the real story, I think we talked about this as well, but we were at the Martha's Vineyard, and we were at the beach, and I knew I was going to do it, and there were two old people just sitting on the beach. The waves are crashing. I said, I got to pee. Can you look out for me? She goes, sure. I walk into a bush, turn around, take the ring out, and I go, all right, I'm done, and she turned around, and the ring was on my dick. No, I'm just kidding. But I was on one knee, and I did the whole thing.
And were you nervous?
I actually was. I tell jokes in front of a bunch of people every night, and that freaked me out.
How long did you date her before you proposed?
7 years.
Okay.
Uh-oh. I'm going to get your guy in trouble here, aren't I?
No. We've only been together for a year and a half.
Oh, all right. Come on. You're fine.
But I'm also 36.
Yuck. No, I'm kidding.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I hear you.
Like, it's fucking time.
It's that time, but I mean, a lot can happen in a year. Even after a year goes by.
Shut up, you guys!
Still only 2.5 years, even if he waits another year. That's not a lot of time to get to know somebody. You got to really get to know the crust of a motherfucker.
He just needs to marry me so that we can get to know each other for the rest of our lives.
Yikes. But do you want kids?
Yeah!
Oh, geez. I think those eggs are scrambled.
I would be such a fun mom.
You'd be a great mom, especially with that's good eating right there.
The milk that they would get.
That's crazy milk.
Going to be crazy for them.
Yeah, that's whole milk.
All natural.
Oh, yeah.
It's vegan eating, baby.
Okay. So, yeah, you got to get going.
Yeah.
Clock's ticking.
I know.
You know, your chance of retard goes up. And you don't want one of them gnawing on those nips.
No, I don't. Yeah, no, would like a whole baby.
A full normie.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah,
well,
that'd be nice.
Hurry up, or you're going to have a real mongoloid.
I'm fucking trying, Mark. I am working on it.
Okay. Godspeed.
All right, Mark, it was so nice to have you on my show again. Thank you for coming on.
Good to be here.
You're on tour right now. Where can people buy tickets?
MarkNormanComedy.com.
Well, we've still got your same old red flag. You don't know how to control your bodily functions on the show.
Oh, yeah, right.
I'll have you back for a third date.
All right. Does it help that or hurt that I'm into QAnon?
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, great. All right. That was a joke, but don't research it.
Next time, do you think that I should continue wearing sexy dresses, or should I come PJs that you show up? All right, we'll keep the standard
high.
That's
the only reason we're getting views. Yeah. It's not this mug.
Definitely not my jokes.
Well, you got a couple of zingers in.
Did I?
Yeah, we went tit for tat. All right.
All right. Well, thank you for coming back on. Everybody, you know where to find Mark Norman. Thank you guys for watching this episode. We'll see you back on our third date.
Hey.
Bye.
First date, baby.
Are you really drinking a glass of milk with dinner?
First date.